From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Russia issues sanctions of its own. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered the United States to cut its embassy and consulate staff in Russia by 755, heightening tensions between Washington and Moscow after the U.S. Congress approved sanctions against Russia. Discussing options his country has to respond to the U.S. sanctions, Mr. Putin told an interviewer, "We have a large number of options. We're responding now because the Americans have taken this unprovoked step toward worsening U.S.-Russia relations to impose illegal restrictions and to try to influence other countries." Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov weighed in on the sanctions passed last week by the U.S. Senate.
"And I think this retaliation is long, long overdue. After the Senate, the day before yesterday, voted, or rather on the 27th of July, voted so overwhelmingly on a completely weird and unacceptable piece of legislation."
The U.S. imposed the sanctions against Russia for its meddling in the 2016 presidential election. Now, Mr. Ryabkov defended the Russian ambassador to the U.S., Sergei Kislyak, who had several very controversial conversations with people close to then-candidate Trump during the 2016 campaign.
If Ambassador Kislyak was not contacting some people on the other side, so to say, he wouldn't perform his functions as he should. He was not spying and he was not recruiting. If he did so, I would be now a prima ballerina of the Bolshoi Ballet, if you know what it means.
Russia is accused of interfering in the last presidential election in order to help real estate mogul Donald Trump win.